interesting. Come to see me again. I do like our little chats. You're looking well. I'm lying a bit. You look sleep deprived. Why don't you come right up to the edge of my summoning circle? There we are. You sweet thing. You need the touch of a bride. Someone to warm your bed and support you. Humans are such social creatures. They need companionship. That's what makes them so cute. Aww. But since this is your third visit, I have to ask. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. Let me say it. What happened to bride number two? Was she not up to snuff? You made the right call. You can't trust vampires. Why? They play by their own rules. Their creation is unnatural, and they view humans as prey. No matter how much they don't want to. Oh, yes. I was able to get a glimpse of her through your assistant, Val. I know the type. They idealize humanity so much they become a caricature of it. Overly sympathetic and romantic. Not the kind of thing a ruler needs, wouldn't you agree? Yes, the fact that you're here bodes well for your kingdom. Everyone wants a ruler who will honor their deals. Questions, questions. Fine. If we're going to be married, I suppose I should indulge your curiosity. What do you need to know? Oh, what a modest question. I don't mind telling you why I wanted you. Well, putting it simply, I looked into your parents' eyes and I saw some of what you could become. That isn't putting it simply. I suppose so. You know, sometimes I think I like hearing you talk almost as much as I like hearing me talk. It's been lonely. All right, I won't change the subject. How do I explain? Time isn't the same for us. For humans, I assume it's a road stretching out towards a horizon. A linear path. You're not in agreement. Time isn't the same for a demon. We exist on a different plane, after all. It's a beautiful gemstone. Multifaceted and cut, fractured and beautiful. Different every time you hold it up to the light and look. That's why we make such powerful advisors, especially when coupled with experience. The kind of centuries humans can't put behind them. Oh. So that's why we make deals. We have more cards in our hand. Oh, I like you. It is an advantage we use, yes. But look at you, making me justify myself to you. That is a power. Can you feel it? Oh, I see your future more clearly each day, Your Majesty. Long nights in bed, days acquiring power, thwarting enemies, expanding. Oh, yes. You have a power vacuum on your hands. I know how to seize that opportunity. Obstacles are often the way forward. Your limitations cause you to cultivate better resources. Also, your assistant isn't a scheming idiot like so many royal advisors are. Consider yourself lucky. My chit-chat isn't as compelling as my promises of power, I'm sure. You're going to send that vampire away, aren't you? Good. If we've reached a decision, you should come forward. Let me embrace you. There you are. Over the threshold and into the summoning circle. Truly, the point of no return. Come here. Let me hold you. Oh, you're beautiful. Like a doll. I just want to run my fingers all over you. This is going to be fun. I haven't helped rule a kingdom in a long time. And I've been waiting for you. Doesn't my thumb feel good over your cheek? Your skin. I love it. Do you feel caught in a trap? I'm surprised you're so fearless. I could whisper in your ear and snap your neck. You wouldn't even know. Oh. You are bold. I can't wait to be your wife. Kiss me. Let's seal this deal and make it official. Mm. Oh, it's been so long. Your Majesty. Oh, there we are. We'll continue later. After all, what's a wedding without a wedding night?